Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show, where we check the pulse of Husker Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. First things first, I am well aware that I just wore this shirt on the show like a week ago. Okay, but it just fits the topic of today's show too perfectly. Now, Scott Frost likes to run the ball with his offense. I'm not saying he doesn't, but I probably got this one question, more than any other question after the Ohio State. Again, well, maybe not the most asked question, but it was up there. And I thought it was a fun topic because it's an interesting topic, especially if you're a lifelong Husker fan. Should Nebraska run more of that old school option football that we saw them run against Ohio State on Saturday? They had success with it. It confused the Buckeyes. Should they do more of it going forward? Now, I have addressed this in the past sporadically at times, so at the risk of repeating myself, I'm going to go ahead and repeat myself. And I think a lot of folks haven't seen that. My thoughts on this as well. Now, first and foremost, I was there when they decided to get rid of something that had worked for over 40 years. All right, 9-win seasons, national titles, All-Americans, first-round picks, all these things. We can't run the option anymore, and we can't win with it anymore because we're too one-dimensional. All right, we have to be like everybody else. I was there when that happened. I was a player. I was too young. Nobody cared what I thought, but I digress. I still to this day think, I mean, look at what Navy and Army do. They do so much more with less talent. Georgia Tech, look at what they did with less talent. Now, it's not the same exact thing. In fact, I'm not really a fan of their option football, but it's as close an example as I can get to, in modern day football, to what Nebraska used to be. My point is, if we were to do it full time, I think it would actually work because nobody else is doing it. And we'd be recruiting different players than all the other top schools are recruiting. And we'd get them because we'd be the destination place to go. Now, let me be clear. Nebraska is not going to do this full time. It's not going to be the majority of their offense. And what Scott Frost does is the modern day version of what Nebraska used to do. And when I've interviewed Tom Osborne in the past, he said there's an evolution of football. If he was still coaching, he would run the option, he would run the ball, he would spread people out, and he'd go up tempo. Exactly what Scott Frost is doing. I'm not criticizing the current offense in any way, shape, or form. The only question I've ever had is as these players get better and better in the offense, and Frost does go more and more up tempo, will we have the ball very long in games versus Wisconsin and Iowa and some of these teams that chew up clock? How will that affect our defense? I think Scott Frost's offense is good. It's going to be great once we get rolling. It's going to be one of the best in the country year in and year out. I got no problems with the offense. The only question I have is how does it affect our defense? Now, as far as the old school Nebraska option offense, should we do more of it? Yeah, I do. I think it would be awesome. Now, we don't have a fullback. Now, Dedrick Mills went in there and he did pretty good, but I think we should because it's something that can work. It's not something that we're going to do consistently all the time, but it's one more wrinkle in the offense that somebody has to get ready for. And then if you don't run it for a week, that defense is wasted time in practice getting ready for it instead of what you're actually going to run. And now they don't know if you're going to run it, and then you run it. To me, it's just another wrinkle in the offense. The one risk you run, where we have so many young players on offense, check it, we've only got 2 seniors on the entire offensive depth chart. Okay, we're very, very young. Is if you do too many things, you never really get good at anything. And so sometimes that can cause mistakes, penalties and turnovers, things of that nature. So the argument could be made, simplify the playbook, Adam. The argument could also be made is every once in a while, throw it in to throw a defense off. That's what I would do. I wouldn't make it a staple of each and every week, but I would throw it in every once in a while to throw an opponent off, like an Ohio State, like a Wisconsin. We went down the field because they weren't ready. And it was a bad pass, interception, but it looked like we were going to score. So would I like to see more of it? Yes, but don't do too much of it because you got to get good at something. Here's my point. Use it against certain teams. Ohio State, Wisconsin, just to give them a wrinkle. And as these players get older and older, maybe you can do more and more things. So will it be what we do all the time? No. Will it be something we do a ton of? No. Is it something that could be a wrinkle every now and again to throw really good defenses off? Absolutely. Those are my humble thoughts. Until next time, Husker Nation, go Big Red, and always remember to throw the bones. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.